This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome, everybody. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Daf Noach, as we said. It's Parshas Noach. This is our second shiur on Parshas Noach. So it's Nun Ches Amud Beis. The first shiur for Parshas Noach was Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Says the Holy Mishnah, Hamaktish Maaseh Yedei Ishtai. The one who sanctifies the handiwork of his wife. There's a Mishnah later on Samach Dal Amud Beis that explains that a woman is obligated to go to work and produce a certain amount of production per week. 5 sela. And in exchange for that, the husband supports her. We're going to discuss in the morning what comes first. In other words, is it be'ikr, the woman works for the husband, and in response for the woman working for the husband supports her? Or be'ikr, the husband supports the wife, and in exchange for the husband supporting the wife earnings go to the husband. What is primary? Is primary that the husband has to support her, and in exchange he gets the handiwork? If that's the case, then she might be able to say, look, this whole thing is for you to support me. No thanks, I don't need you to support me. I'll keep my handiwork. I don't want to give you my handiwork. Or is it that be'ikr, the wife has to give the husband the handiwork, and in exchange, the husband supports her? So if be'ikr, the wife has to give the husband the handiwork, she can't say, hey, I'm not giving you the handiwork, you don't support me. So sonu's makdish, the handiwork of his wife, harezu oisa ve'oichelas. Her Masa Yadayim are not holy. They're not hektish. So the husband says, I want your Masa Yadayim to be hektish. She continues to work and she eats it and it's not holy. This seems to indicate that be'ikr, she cannot say, I'm going to keep my handiwork. I'm only giving it to you because, meaning if primarily he has to support her, and in exchange for the support, she has to go to work. So she should be entitled to say, look, I'm not giving you my handiwork. I'm not giving it to you. If primarily the husband has to support his wife, and in exchange of that, the wife gives the husband the handiwork, the fact that he's not able to be makdish the handiwork seems to indicate that she's able to say, look, I don't want to give you the handiwork. Hamoisar, the extra, that means someone who sanctifies the excess of her Masa Yadayim, what she makes more than the Chachamim required her to make. And she's not makdish Masa Yaday Atzman, meaning he was not makdish the actual earnings. He was makdish whatever she earned in excess of what she's required to earn. And the reason why he gets the excess handiwork is in exchange of a ma of spending money that he has to give her per week for her needs. So that excess, Rameir Oimer Hektish. Rameir says that excess is Hektish. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler Oimer Chulen. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler says the excess is Chulen. Okay, it's not effective. So regarding the Etzem Masi Adayim, it's not Hektish. Regarding the Moisar, it's Machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, Yicholo Yishaloi Mar Labala. A woman could say to her husband, Eini nizoinus, I don't need you to feed me, ve'eini oisa, and I'm not going to give you my handiwork. That seems to indicate that primarily the husband has to support her. And in exchange of that, let's say Mishum Eva, so she has to give him the handiwork. But if that's the case, that be'etzem, it's for her benefit that the husband supports her, she's able to say, I don't want to be supported, and I'm not giving you the handiwork. Kosavar, Rav Huna obviously holds, Kitakinu Rabbanu Mezoyne, Iker, Kitakinu Rabbanu, when the Rabbanu made a Takanu Mezoyne Iker. The Iker is that he should support her. Masi Odeha, Mishameva. And the Masi Odayim are just Mishum Eva. What does that mean, Mishum Eva? The Masi Odayim are so that he is not upset that he has to support her. But therefore, since primarily they are Masakin, that the Mezoinois are Iker, V'chiyamra ina Nezoinois v'ini Oise, and when she says, I will not be supported, and I will not produce her rishus biyada, she has the rishus to do that. Meaning, Rashi explains, the ikar takana is for her benefit, because sometimes her masi adayim don't equal the mazainas. It's not that in exchange of her masi adayim we gave her mazainas, because sometimes she makes $5 a week and her mazainas is $50 a week. So, therefore, the ikar takana is her mezoinos. And then in exchange of that, she gives her the Baal, the Masi Adayim. Rashi says, V'hadar tekin loy Masi Adayim, Ibn Eva. So since the Ikra Takana is for her benefit, and for her, when she says, you did it for my benefit, no thanks. Eini nezoinos v'eini oise, don't feed me. That indicates, the fact that she could say, don't feed me, indicates the primary Takana is for her to be fed. Okay. Lema Masayele. Let us try to find support to Rav Huna. Hamaktish Masi Adayim. One who...
Recording in progress.
One who is Maktish, the Masi Yedeyishtai. Someone who sanctifies the handiwork of her wife. Harehi, what?
We skipped Mesve?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mesve, thank you. Mesve, Tiknu Mezoinois Tachas Masi Adeha. We learned in a Braisa, thank you, on Mem Zayinu Medbez. Will appear again on Nuntesam and Aleph, that they were masaking food, mezoinois, in lieu of her handiwork. So that sounds like the ikar, the handiwork goes to the husband, and in exchange for that, they're giving her food. That means the ikar takana is the masi adayim go to the husband. So if that's the case, she can't say eini mezoinois v'eini oise. They were masaking primarily masi adayim labala. So the Gemara says, no, you got to read it differently. That's not what it says. Ema, tikno masi adeha tachas mezoinos. Read it or understand it to mean they're masaking her handiwork instead of her mezoinos. So be'ikar, they're masaking, the husband gives mezoinos, and in exchange, the husband gets her masi adayim. Okay. Lema masayile. Let's bring a proof to this perspective of Rav Huna that primarily she gets mezoinos, and in exchange for that, the masi adayim go to the husband. Hamaktish masi da yishtai, one who sanctifies the handiwork of his wife, harehi oisev oichelas. She's allowed to eat her handiwork, she's allowed to work and eat. It's not effective. So what's the case? Why is it not effective? If, in fact, the husband is supporting her, and in exchange he gets her Masi Adayim, why would he not be allowed to be Makdash the Masi Adayim? They belong to him. He's supporting her. In exchange, her Masi Adayim go to him. So what's the case? Mailav Benizoinas. Is it not where he's supporting her? So Rashi explains, not that he's actually supporting her, where it must be, he has resources, he wants to support her, but she's saying, even though he wants to support her, the Masiya Deha is in his Rishus, is not in his Rishus to be Makdish, because she says, no thank you. Meaning, why would he not be able to be Makdish her Masiya Dayim? It can't be that he's supporting her, because then he would be entitled to her Masiya Dayim. So it must be, he wants to, but she refuses. And therefore, he's not able to be makdish it, because like Rav Huna said, Yechayla loy malabala, eini nizaynis ve'eini oise. This is a proof she could say to the husband, you don't feed me, and I'm not going to give you the Masiya Dayim. Says Gemara loy b'she'eini mezaynis. It's talking about where he's not feeding her. What does that mean? He doesn't have money to feed her. And in that case, her Masiya Dayim belonged to her. Says Gemara Yibashenu Nizaynais Maila Meira. If he's not supporting her, what's the Chiddush? Of course, he's not entitled to her Masiya Dayim if he's not supporting her. Because Afil Lamanda Amar Yachal Harav Loimar Le'eved Asei Mi Ve'ini Zancha. Even the Manda Amar, that a master could say to his Eved Kanani, you work for me, and I'm not going to feed you. Hani mili b'Eved Kanani. That's why in Eved Kanani, d'loik siv be'imcha. It doesn't say he should be with you. So you don't have to treat him that favorably. But in Eved Ivri, avol Eved Ivri, d'chsiv be'imcha loy. You can't say to an Eved Ivri, work for me and I won't feed you. No, if you don't feed your Eved Ivri, his work belongs to him. So certainly, if you don't feed your wife, her work belongs to you. Her work belongs to her. So if you're not feeding her, of course you can't be makdish her Masiya Dayim. So therefore the case must be where you want to feed her, and she says, no, thank you. And this proves that a woman could say, eini nizaynes ev'eini oisa. Because the only reason you get my Masiya Dayim is because you're supporting me. No thanks, you don't have to support me. Says the Gemara. Seifa is shvichalei. Really, we're talking about where he's not supporting her. But we need it for the Seifa to teach me the machlokes. What do you do with her extra earnings that are not connected to the fact that you feed her? And there's a man de Amar, even though you're not giving her, let's say, the extra ma, which entitles you to her excess Masiya Dayim, there's a man de Amar that it's kadosh. And we're going to see it's sanctified after she dies when you inherit her. That's the chiddush. Seifat shvichalei. Moisar. The Rav Meir says it's hekdesh. And Rabbi Yechon Sandler says chulen. So this is the shita of Rav Huna. That Rav Huna says, a woman could say to her husband, the only reason you get my Masiya Dayim is in exchange because you're feeding me. Don't feed me, and I'm not going to give you the Masiya Dayim. Says the Gemara, pliga de Reish Lakish. This argues on the perspective of Reish Lakish. Dama Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, loy tema taima dura meir mishum de kasavar adam makdish davar shalab ala ilam. Don't say that the reason for Rav Meir, who says that a person could be makdish the moisar of her earnings, don't say the reason why Rav Meir says you could be makdish her excess earnings, because Rav Meir holds a person could be makdish something that's not in the world yet. Rather, ela taima de Rav Meir, the reason of Rav Meir, mitoich sheyachal lechoifa lemasiya deha, since you could force her for her masiya yadayim, what does that mean? You could force her for masiya yadayim. You could say, I'm feeding you, and you're giving me your masi yadayim. So since I'm able to force you for your masi yadayim, I'm able to say, you have to give me your masi yadayim. Nase ka'imrela, it's like you're saying to her, yaktishu yadecha lo'isehem. Your hands are hektish for the one who created them. Meaning, even though Rameir holds, maybe really Rameir holds, you can't be makdish davar shalav b'ayla aylam. So why could you be makdish her masi yadayim, the excess? Because you're makdish her hands. You're makdish her hands, and her hands are b'aylam. Obviously, Reish Lakish holds that you could force her, and she can't say, no, don't feed me, and I'm not going to work. Meaning, since you can coerce her and force her to give you her earnings, therefore you could be makdish her yadayim lamasi yadeha, because her yadayim are in the world. So Reish Lakish is of the opinion that a woman cannot say eini nezoinus eini oisa, but rather you could force the woman to give you an exchange of nezoinus to give you the masi yadayim. Says Gemara, what do you mean? It's like you said, your hands should be hektish to the one who created them. He never told her this. He didn't actually say, your hands should be hektish lo'isehem. So why are we reading words into his mouth? What do you mean? It's as if he said, yaktishu yadecha lo'isehem. He never said that. He never said that. He just sanctified her masi yadayim, but he never sanctified her hands. Says Gemara, kiman deshaminon le Rameir. Since we already know Rameir holds, to Amar ein adam moitzi dvarav levatala. Rameir has a principle: person does not emit comments for nothing. So naase ka'imrla. It's as if it becomes like he said to her, yikadshu yadecha lo isayim. Your hands should be sanctified for their handiwork. So the Gemara asks, really? Does Rameir hold that you really can't be makdish davar shalav b'olam? V'savar Rameir ein adam makdish davar shalav b'olam? Does Rameir hold a person can't be makdish something that's not in the world? V'atanya, we're going to bring a proof that Rameir seems to hold you could be makdish davar shalav b'olam. But Tanya, we learned to buy. So Omer Leisha, someone who says to a woman, Hareya Mikudeshesli, La'achar She'eskayer. Right now I'm a guy. I would like you to be married to me after I convert. Or La'achar She'etesgayri, or after you convert. La'achar She'eshtachrer, after I'm freed. La'achar She'etishtachri, after you're freed. La'achar She'yomos Balech, after you're, hey lady, here's a marriage, here's money. I want you to be married to me after I kill your husband. After your husband dies. Aisha Thomas Achoisech. Lady, I'm married to your sister. Hare Amakudeshisli, when your sister dies. Laachar Sheyachlutzlach Yavamech, or after your Yavam does Chalitza to you. Rameir Oimer Mikudeshis. Rameir says Mikudeshis. So we see Rameir holds that Adam Makdish Davar Shalai Bala Oilam. So, the Gemara asks, how could you say, yakdishu yadecha lo yisayem, but that's not what the guy said. So the Gemara says, well, we know Rameir holds, ein adam moitzi dvar levatala. But it's not because Rameir holds, adam makdish davar shalai bala oilam. But now the Gemara is asking, maybe it's not because Rameir holds, Adam makdish davar shalai b'olam. So Gemara asks, how do you know? Maybe it is because Rameir holds Adam makdish davar shalai b'olam. Because doesn't Rameir hold Adam makdish davar shalai b'olam? Says the Gemara, Rameir oimer mekudeshes. Rav Meir says it is Mekudesh. Says Rav Meir, he in from that, in fact, we could infer that Rav Meir holds Adam Makdish Davar Sobalam. Mehala Kalamashina. But from our Mishnah, you can infer that Rav Meir holds Adam Makdish Davar Sobalam. It could be that from the pshat here is not that Adam Makdish Davar Sobalam. It's that what he's trying to say is that Adam Makdish, your hands that are in the world for its Masi Adayim. And the reason why we say that the guy means that is because in other Maitzi Dvar Levatala. So it's not that we could prove, it's not like this Mishnah implies that Rav Meir holds in other Makdish Davar Shaloi Bala Oilam. Because in fact, we know he holds, you could be Makdish Davar Shaloi Bala Oilam. It's just from here, there's no conclusive proof that Rav Meir holds other Makdish Davar Shaloi Bala Oilam. Okay. So moving right along, the end of the Mishnah brings the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler about the excess earnings. Rav Meir says you could be makdish it. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says it's chulen. Says the Gemara, Hamoisar, Rav Meir oimer hektish, emas kadosh, when is it holy? Rav Ushmo darmer tavayo, moisar lachar misa kadosh. After she dies, and he inherits her, her excess earnings are kadosh. Rav Adar bar Abba Amar Moiser Mechayim kadosh. The leftover is kadosh while she's still alive, when she earns it. Haviba Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked, "B'mai, what's the case? Ilema b'mala la mazoinos. If he's feeding her." Umalama kesef, and he's also giving her the extra ma. Litzracheha, my time of the man d'amal achar misa kadosh. Why would it only be kadosh achar misa? Doesn't he earn it now? Vela kishein malalam says not feeding loy malama kesef. Litzracha, my time of the man d'amal michaim kadosh, because he's not feeding her. And we'll see further Bezos Hashem next week. Okay, so we're up to Daf Nun Tes. Nun Tes is Parshas Lech Lecha, but this week is Daf Noyach. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a wonderful night. Brachah v'atzlacha. Good night. Kol tov. Good night. Thanks.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.